You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, in the first time in history, long life isn't a rarity. Over half the people born today will live to be 100 years old or celebrate their 100th birthday. But can we afford to live to be 100? Probably not. You certainly can't finance a 30-odd year retirement with a 40-year career. Mexican telecoms billionaire Carlos Slim and Virgin's Richard Branson have both called for a three-day working week in later life just to allow for people to transition more gradually into full retirement. In Korea, firms like Hyundai are setting up programs to help older employees make the jump to entrepreneurship. And in Britain, Barclays has opened up its apprenticeship schemes to over 50s, arguing that older interns have the life experience and social skills to be really good, dependable employees. But if you are about to make that transition into retirement now, after the wild ride that we've seen in the markets this year, what must you be considering in order to improve your decision-making framework? What are your options? Bjorn Lardovic, longevity actuary at Just SA, has a few ideas. Bjorn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael, and thanks for having me again.
Now, it's natural, obviously, to feel a certain amount of panic during any crisis, let alone a global pandemic. But I think rushing into investment decisions through panic is always a bad idea. So how does one approach this? Probably one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever have to make as you transition into retirement. You've spent your whole working life saving up this pot, and you're a little bit nervous about making that annuity purchase right now.
Absolutely, Michael, and we fully agree that it's such an important decision. I mean, you are looking at what salary will you then get for the rest of your life. So you've earned a salary while working. Now, what are you going to look at when you retire and that rest of your life? And our main message there is really this: don't panic, don't rush that decision, and go for certainty in this time of uncertainty.
So emblazoned Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy on your wall. Don't panic. Keep your blanket handy. You're going to be going on one hell of a ride into retirement if you plan it properly. Now, traditionally, there have been two main types of annuities to choose from. You've got your life annuity or a living annuity. Just briefly describe the difference between the two.
Okay, thank you. That's a good question. There have always been two main types of annuity. A life annuity offers secure lifetime income, no matter what markets do or how long you live. And then a living annuity is essentially an investment account from which you then withdraw income within certain limits. It offers more flexibility but doesn't guarantee that income will be paid for life. There's nowadays a third type, or what we call a blended annuity. This offers a combination of these two, so a combination of a life and a living annuity, which therefore gives you the best of both. Flexibility when you need it, with a secure income underpin.
So, and just before we get into that third option, one has to be aware of the differences, too, between a life annuity and living annuity. A life annuity, as you've described, is taking out an insurance policy. It's guaranteed by the product provider to pay you out, either linked to inflation or any other measure that has been developed. But the problem is, once you bought into a guaranteed product, that's it. You can't switch out of it. A living annuity gives you a lot more flexibility, but then you've also got to manage things like the investment return, your drawdown rates. We know in South Africa we draw down far too much, and then you end up running out of money long before you've run out of life and runway there. So this third type of annuity, this blended type of annuity, how does it blend together the best bits of both?
Okay. Yes, so a guaranteed life annuity, as you've mentioned, offers you that guarantee of a income for the rest of your life. And if you then combine that into a living annuity, it gives you that nice combination there. So it gives you a secure income, which we often say you can then use to make sure that you, for example, cover your essential expenses so that you know that's covered. And then the rest of that living annuity, which did not go into this guaranteed life portion, will give you flexibility and possibly to leave some legacy behind in the event that you do die.
Now, how long has this sort of hybrid blended annuity been around for in the South African market?
Good question, Michael. There have been various forms of this, but traditionally, and what I mean with that, about 3 years ago, before that, they used to sell it side by side, so not combined into one. So it's only really been for the last 3 years that this true blended, or sometimes called a hybrid annuity, has been available, which really then combines these two into one product. And that has only really been around for the last 3 years, as I mentioned.
And are there particular cost implications of going for something that is more hybrid? And if, say, 4 or 5 years into this, you want to cash out all of the living annuity part and just park everything into something that's more guaranteed, is that kind of flexibility available?
Absolutely. And the basic cost of that combined living annuity, or this blended annuity, is exactly the same as a normal living annuity. So it will depend on the platform or the provider where you're at, what ongoing administration and advice fees there may be. But that is exactly the same whether you have this life annuity inside it or not. That doesn't change. And then surely if you start by putting a portion into the life annuity only, and later if you decide you want to go for full tilt, you can absolutely do it. You can convert the entire piece into a life annuity, which then just simplifies matters.
No, it certainly sounds like a great option to consider if you are a little bit uncertain as to what the future holds. Bjorn Ladewig, longevity actuary at Just SA.